happy to be here to share God's word with you this morning.
今天是棕榈主日。
Today is Palm Sunday.
那就是纪念主耶稣骑驴进耶路撒冷城。
Which marks the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem on a colt.
他送到受到众民手拿着棕榈树枝，挥喊着说：“何塞纳归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上何塞纳。”
That day the crowd waved palm branches in celebration and shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!"
这众人所呼喊的奉耶和华名来是应当称颂的，是从诗篇118篇26节的前半节出来的。
The phrase "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord" comes from Psalm 118:26.
那诗篇118篇与之前5篇集合起来称为哈利路诗篇。
Psalm 118 and together with its five preceding psalms comprise the Hallel.
是犹太人在守逾越节的时候他会唱的诗歌。
The Hallel is typically sung in celebration during Jewish holidays.
就算没有把这六篇全部唱完，也至少会唱118篇。
And Psalm 118 is always sung even if the preceding psalms were not recited in its entirety.
这118篇的第8节所说，投靠耶和华，强似倚赖人。
The words in verse 8, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than trust in man."
这刚好就是全本圣经的最中心的一节。
It conveys the central theme of the Bible.
那本节所说的呢，是全部圣经重要的教训，就是要依靠人，依靠神，倚赖他，也让这篇占有重要的位置。
This verse is fundamental in the Bible in the sense that it teaches man to put his trust in God and to depend on Him.
那在主耶稣进耶路撒冷城之后的第二天，他在圣殿教训人。
On the second day of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, he taught in the temple.
他说了凶恶圆户的比喻，来斥责假冒为善的宗教领袖。
There he told a parable about some evil tenants, using it to rebuke the hypocritical religious leaders.
接着他说，经上写着，匠人所砌的石头已做了房角的头块石头，这是主所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇，这经你们没有念过吗？
In that parable, Jesus said to them, "Have you never read the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes."
那主耶稣所引用的118篇22到23节这一段经文。
Jesus was quoting from Psalm 118, verses 22 to 23.
所以我今天想将重点放在第22、23节，从诗篇的118篇跟着大家一起来思考这个主题。
So I'm going to take a detailed look at Psalm 118, with this theme being verses 22 to 23.
匠人所砌的石头已成了房角的头块石头，这是耶和华所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。
The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
我们再一起到神的面前来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢赞美您，让我们能够来到主的面前，一起来敬拜赞美你。求主帮助我们每个人心都向主敞开，顺着圣灵的引导，让我们来更亲近你。也求主洁净使用我这无用不配的器皿，能够传讲你的话语，刚强有力。愿荣耀颂赞都归于主。祷告奉靠救主耶稣基督的名，阿门。那我们首先来看有几个，这个经文有三个问题可以来思考。
This passage brings out three questions we can consider.
首先，什么是房角石？
First, what is a cornerstone?
在古代的房角石是置在转角处，作为第一块石头，有定位定向的功能，也作为承重的石头。
In the old days, the cornerstone is the first piece of any building's foundation, located at the base where the two walls intersect. It determines the position and orientation of the entire building.
所以房角石这块石头对于一个建筑而言是一个非常重要的基础。
Therefore, it serves as a vital foundation to an entire building.
如果没有好的房角石，是没有办法建造出一个坚固的建筑物。
If the cornerstone is defective, then it is almost impossible to build something structurally sound.
那我们再来看看匠人所砌的石头又是怎么回事呢？
Let us go back and examine this cornerstone that the builders have rejected.
匠人指的是什么样子的人？
Who are the builders?
匠人应该是懂得或精于建造的一个工匠吧。
The builder should be a professional craftsman in construction.
当你想要建造一个房子的时候呢，在挑选房屋这样子的人，他在挑房角石的时候，这样子的人他算是懂的呢，还是不懂的？他应该是懂的人吧。
When it comes to choosing a cornerstone for a house, shouldn't the craftsman be expected to be in the know? He ought to know, right?
如果你请一个老师傅来建造房子，他挑房角石的时候呢，拿着一个石头一看一看，觉得就不好就丢了。你想会不会认为他应该就是不好的石头呢？
If you hired an experienced builder to build your house and you saw him pick up a stone to examine it, then he tossed it aside, what would you think? You probably think that the rock was not a good one to use.
我们看可能差不多。但是呢，他看就不一样。当他决定这是好的，应该就很有可信度吧。
To us, the stones may all look alike, but not to the trained eye. If a professional determined that a particular stone was good, then we assume that he's probably right.
那接着有个问题是第二十三节当中说到，在我们眼中看为稀奇，这稀奇的地方又在哪里呢？
Another question is in verse 23. It is marvelous in our eyes. So where is the marvel exactly?
有一个石头。有那个懂的人说不好不适合就把它丢掉了，但是却最后成为房角石，这样很稀奇吗？
A stone rejected by those with knowledge only to become the cornerstone. Is that what makes it marvelous?
在这里说是耶和华做的，这就稀奇了吧。
Verse 23 says, this is the Lord's doing. That is what makes it marvelous.
这个匠人有一定的公信力，但耶和华做的判断又肯定不会错，这就让人感到稀奇了。
While professional builders have their trusted judgment, only God is never wrong, and it is God's judgment that is marvelous.
这里面有两个角度来看，一个是不懂装懂，那些匠人凭着自己的经验太过自信，就糊涂的把一个明明很好的石头丢掉了，很可惜。
Now there are two ways to look at this. One is that the builders were overconfident in their experience and threw out an obviously good and precious stone.
从另外一个角度是，这个石头其实真的看不出来好。
The other perspective is that this stone really didn't look good.
就算把这个石头拿到当时的土木技师工会来去开会，找大家最好的技师一起来讨论，这到底是不是好石头？最后公开决议，这不是好石头，就把它丢了。
If the stone were brought before the Professional Builders Association and examined by the world's best builders.They would unanimously conclude that the stone was not suitable.
如果这个眼光就是这个工匠没有错，但是呢，耶和华按照自己的心意，让一个不起眼的石头变成一个可用的石头，让大家跌破眼镜。
So in this second perspective, it's possible that the builders were right in judging the appearance of the stone, but the sovereign God purposely disguised it as a cornerstone, and to everyone's surprise, it became the cornerstone.
你觉得是哪一样？
So which perspective is right?
你觉得是匠人眼花了呢，还是耶和华化腐朽为神奇？
Is it the builder's eyes didn't see, or is it a case of God turning something that looked bad into something marvelous?
这重不重要？
Is it even important?
还是你说就石头嘛，有什么关系呢？
Or is it, well, what's the big deal? It's just stone.
我们好像不论，哎呀，你们匠人耶和华，你们自己吵，跟我没有关系，是不是这样？
Is it just an issue between God and the builders? That's nothing to do with me.
其实跟我们是息息相关的。
Actually, has everything to do with us.
说到房角石，一般会到以赛亚书二十八章来看，这个内容跟主耶稣所说凶恶园户颇有类似的地方。
One must look at Isaiah 28 if we were talking about cornerstones.Isaiah 28 and Jesus' parable of the evil tenants are related.
在以赛亚书二十八章，先知神借着先知责备北国，说那些人错解末世，妙行审判，甚至讥诮先知。
In Isaiah 28, God spoke through the prophet to these people reeled in vision and stumbled in giving judgment.
他们说，他要将知识指教谁呢？要使谁明白传言呢？是那刚断奶离怀的吗？他竟命上加命，令上加力，律上加律，力上加力，这里一点，那里一点。
Isaiah 28 verses 9 to 10. Who is it he is trying to teach? To whom is he explaining his message? Who is it he is trying to teach? To whom is he explaining his message? To children weaned from their milk? To those just taken from the breast? For it is do this, do that, a rule for this, a rule for that, a little here, a little there.
这是说有一些人他背逆神，甚至不听神所差来的先知的话。
This passage is talking about a group that is disobedient to God and his prophet.
在马太福音记载，刚刚读过主耶稣所说神立房角石的事情之前呢，主耶稣说的是凶恶园户的比喻。那里说园户的恶行是这样。
In the book of Matthew, just before Jesus talked about the cornerstone, he told the parable of the evil tenants.
收果子的时候近了，就打发仆人到园户那里去收果子。园户拿住仆人，打了一个，杀了一个，用石头打死一个。主人又打发别的仆人去，比先前更多，园户还是照样待他们。
Matthew 21, verse 34 to 36. When the season for fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to get his fruit. And the tenants took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did the same to them.
这样的行为跟刚刚以赛亚书当中的描述十分的类似，而以赛亚书接着说这些人。是这样。
This kind of behavior is very similar to what Isaiah described.
他说，所以你们这些亵慢的人，就是管辖住在耶路撒冷这百姓的，要听耶和华的话。你们曾说，我们与死亡立约，与阴间结盟，敌军如水帐幔经过的时候，必不临到我们，因我们以谎言为避所，在虚假以下藏身。
Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scoffers, who rule his people in Jerusalem, because you have said, We have made a covenant with death, and with Sheol, we have an agreement. When the overwhelming whip passes through, it will not come to us, for we have made lies our refuge, and in falsehood we have taken shelter.
这些亵慢在位上位者有权的人，应该是有能力、有见识的人吧。
These scoffers were their leaders. They were supposed to have ability and wisdom.
在面对困难和敌军攻击的时候，他们决定不寻求耶和华神，反倒以谎言为避所，依靠人的帮助，不依靠神。
But when faced with hardship or when the enemy attacked, instead of seeking God, they rather take refuge in lies and put their trust in man.
然后，以赛亚书说道：“所以主耶和华如此说。”看啊，我在锡安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基、宝贵的房角石。信靠的人必不着急。
God replies in Isaiah, Behold, I am the one who has laid as a foundation in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not be in haste.
所以那些弃绝神房角石，岂不是那些亵慢在上位的有权者？
Therefore, those who rejected God's cornerstones were the scoffer, were the same scoffers that should have had the wisdom to know better.
所以耶和华立下了房角石。以赛亚书说，这个石头是一个试验过、稳固根基、宝贵的房角石。
As for God's cornerstone, Isaiah described it as a tested, of a sure foundation, a precious cornerstone.
更是我们的拯救。所以，就算在危险的时候呢，信靠的人必不着急。
And this cornerstone is our salvation, so that in the midst of tribulation, whoever believes will not be in haste.
所以这个石头不是没有生命、跟我们无关的石头。
So this is not a lifeless rock that has nothing to do with us.
118篇当中，在说房角石之前，他说的是：万民围绕我，我靠耶和华的名必剿灭他们；他们环绕我，围困我，我靠耶和华的名必剿灭他们。他们如同疯子围绕我，好像荆棘的火必被烧灭。我靠耶和华的名必剿灭他们。你推我要叫我跌倒，但耶和华帮助了我。
So in Psalm 118, before mentioning the cornerstone, verse 10 to 13, it says, All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They went out like a fire among thorns.In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was pushed hard, so I was falling, but the Lord helped me.
所以与以赛亚书背景的类似，说到在房角石之前，当时诗人是在一个被仇敌围困的景象。
Similar to the backdrop in the passage from Isaiah, before mentioning the cornerstone, the Psalter situation was being surrounded by enemies.
像一群蜜蜂在那边围绕攻击的那种危险，像荆棘的火快速燃烧的那种扩张。
Like dangerous, as dangerous as a swarm of bees and as fast moving as a fire among thorns.
也是我们在知道自己困难好像是诗人那样子的时候，或是面对这个世界邪恶攻击的时候。
When we find ourselves in situations like the one described in the psalm, or being attacked by the evils of this world,
当我们急需要得到拯救，急迫切需要磐石，在脱离神困境得拯救之后，
we too would need a savior, a solid rock, to be delivered by God.
诗人说，匠人所弃的石头已成了房角的头块石头，这是耶和华所说的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。
Psalter says, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
所以这个石头是一个稳固宝贵的石头，也是提供保护拯救的石头。
This stone is not only strong and precious, it is also a stone that protects and saves.
稀奇的是，那些经验老道的匠人却看不出来。
What made this marvelous was that those experienced builders could not recognize it.
是太过骄傲自以为是呢，还是明明可以知道的事情却阻挡不愿意承认视而不见？
Is it because they either were overconfident or they were purposely hid the stone?
以前我带我儿子还小的时候，我带他去吃饭。
Years ago, I took my son to a restaurant.
明明有很多好吃的，他一定要点 macaroni and cheese.
The menu was full of delicious choices, but my son only wanted mac and cheese.
我们觉得那个东西不但不营养，而且也不便宜啊。
I thought it was not that healthy, and it wasn't really worth the money.
我就帮他点了一份鸡肉的意大利面，很类似。
So I ordered for him a chicken pasta dish.
结果端上来，他一直哭着不肯吃。
When the food was brought out, he refused to eat and started crying.
我们跟他劝，以为他不知道这个比Macaroni and cheese 营养又好吃哎。
We tried to explain to him how this chicken pasta dish was much healthier and tastier than mac and cheese.
最后他说，因为那个太 fancy 了。
But、at the end, my son said it's too fancy.
原来他是知道这一套菜是好的，只是他选择不要。
You see, he knew that this other dish was also good, but he just didn't want it.
这些以色列的长官也是知道神的帮助是好的。
In the same way, these rulers of ancient Israel knew that God is good.
他却选择倚靠人。
But they chose to depend on God, on people.
不倚靠神而倚靠错了石头的结局是什么呢？在
not depending on God, but depending on people, what is the consequence?
圣经说，你们与死亡所立的必然立的约必然废掉，与阴间所结的盟必立不住。敌军如水涨漫经过的时候，你们必被他践踏。
The Bible says, "Then your covenant with death will be annulled, and your agreement with Sheol will not stand. When the overwhelming scourge passes through, you will be beaten down by it."
主耶稣更说，这救人的石头最后还成为审判的石头。
Jesus also said that the stone that can save will also judge.
谁掉在这石头上必要碎裂，这石头掉在谁身上就要把谁砸得稀烂。
Matthew 21 it says, and the one who falls on the stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him.
所以我们知道这个石头是与我们息息相关，关乎生命的石头。
So we know that this cornerstone is closely connected to us. It is a stone that brings life.
那这石头又是谁呢？
But who is this cornerstone?
在主耶稣复活升天以后，在医治生来瘸腿的人，这彼得被圣灵充满。
After Jesus' resurrection, the apostle Peter healed a crippled man and was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他放胆对着大祭司和官长说：“你们众人和以色列的百姓都当知道，站在你们面前的这人得痊愈，是因你们所定的十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人。”耶稣基督的名，他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter said to the high priest and the elder, Let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
所以这房角石就是主耶稣基督。
So this cornerstone is the Lord Jesus Christ.
是神所立，是稳固根基，更是宝贵神的儿子。
He is the strong foundation, the precious Son of God.
也是因为他是神儿子的尊名，我们可以靠着得救，信靠他的必不着急。
And it is by the precious name of the Son of God that we can receive salvation. Whoever believes will not be in haste.
然后首先要说，主耶稣基督他是教会的房角石。
First, I like to say that Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of the church.
我们都知道，教会是一群被神拯救、呼召出来的人。
We all know that church is a community of people called and saved by God.
就如118篇当中所说到，我必不至死，仍要存活。并要传扬耶和华的作为。耶和华虽严严地惩治我，却未曾将我交于死亡。给我敞开一门，我要进去称谢耶和华。这是耶和华的门，一人要进去。我要称谢你，因为你已经应允我，又成了我的拯救。
In Psalm 118, verse 17 to 21, it says, I shall not die, but I shall live, and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely.But he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation.
这些可以进到耶和华门的人，虽然称为义人。
Those who enter the gate of the gates of the Lord are called righteous.
但从这段经文的描述，他们自己都知道他们得罪了神。不配蒙拯救。
But from these verses, it is clear that they knew that they have sinned against God.
因为神的恩典虽然严严的被惩治，却不被交给死亡。
They are not worthy of God's grace, and salvation is the work of the Lord God.
这里当中说到拯救来自耶和华的作为。到了新约，我们就知道是他赐下独生爱子耶稣基督，以自己的宝血买赎回来的。
In the New Testament, we know that God gave His one and only Son to save His people.
那这些人就成了教会。
And those who are saved then become the church.
这样稀奇的不只是为什么看不出那个石头的宝贵。
In this way, it is marvelous. What is marvelous is not why a precious stone was rejected.
还稀奇为什么如此宝贵的石头成为这一群不配的人的房角石，可以靠着得救。
It is marvelous also because that the precious stone should become the cornerstone for those who were not worthy and yet were saved.
因为这是耶和华所做的。
This is the Lord's doing.
教会不是一个建筑物，是一群被呼召出来的神的子民。
Church is not a building, it is a group of people called to be people of God.
如果将教会比喻作一个建筑物的话，耶稣基督便是教会的房角石。
But if we were to use a building as a metaphor to describe the church, then Jesus Christ would be the church's cornerstone.
保罗在以弗所书当中说到，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有耶稣基督自己为房角石。
Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 to 20, So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
以弗所书当中所说到的使徒和先知，是指使徒和先知所见证的真理和教训。
When this passage in Ephesians mentions the apostles and prophets, it is talking about their witness and teaching about Christ.
而不是使徒和先知的本人。
And it's not talking about apostles and prophets themselves.
先知是预言基督，使徒是见证基督。
A prophets prophesied about Christ, and apostles brought witness about Christ.
神借着他们所启示的圣经，是教会信仰的根基。
God uses written revelation through the apostles and the prophets as a foundation for the church.
而耶稣基督自己是这殿的房角石。
And Jesus himself was the cornerstone for the church.
房角石是全房子最重要、最吃力的石头。
The cornerstone is the most important, the most weight-bearing stone of foundation.
所以主耶稣自己以及先知、使徒和先知为他做的见证是教会的根基。
So Jesus himself plus the testimonies from the apostles and prophets are the foundation of the church.
而使徒的先知也可以指神所赐给教会的两种恩赐。
And the phrase the apostles and the prophets can also be taken to describe two gifts God gave to the church.
使徒是奉差遣的人。
The apostle is someone sent by God.
这样的恩赐特别显在传福音的事工上。
He is sent by God particularly for the ministry of the gospel.
当然所传的也必须要是耶稣基督为中心，并他被钉十字架来拯救我们的福音。
So of course the message of an apostle is a Christ-centered gospel about him being crucified on the cross to bring salvation to the world.
而先知的恩赐则是讲解神的话语。
A prophet is someone gifted in the speaking of God's word, aka the Bible.
这就是圣经来栽培信徒认识神的心意。
Using the Bible, the believers may know the will of God.
教会之建立也是以传福音和教导神的话语的真理为最主要的工作。
The founding of the church depended on the preaching of the gospel and the teaching of biblical truth.
总之，教会的根基是在耶稣基督和他的真理。
In short, the foundation of the church is Christ and his truth.
教会应当、完全依靠基督，仰赖基督，由他支持托住，不依靠世界上任何一个人。
Therefore, the church ought to 100% depend on Christ, put her trust in Christ, and avoid relying on any human person or institution.
所以怎么看一个好的、能够委身的教会呢？
So how do you know if a church is a good church?
就是看他是不是将根基奠定在主耶稣基督并他的话语上面。
You must look to see if that church is built on Christ.
如果一个教会从讲台上的教导听不到耶稣基督并钉他钉十字架。
If you do not hear from the Sunday pulpit Christ and him crucified.
在崇拜当中没有听到高举主耶稣的圣名。
If you do not see Christ being elevated during Sunday worship.
在团契里面没有对神话语的查考与建造。
And if you do not see God's word being studied and applied in fellowship or small groups.
那就不算是一个圣徒所聚集神的家了。
Then it may not be God's household where saints gather.
身为一个属耶稣的门徒，最蒙福的就是有一个以耶稣基督为房角石的教会。
For a follower of Christ, the most important blessing is to belong to a church that has Christ as the cornerstone.
就像诗篇113篇当中所说到，看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟，又好比黑门山的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
This blessing is described in Psalm 133. Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
这描写很美吧？
This is such a poetic, beautiful passage.
但是我一直对这诗中的描写感到很不舒服。
But I always felt really physically uncomfortable about this passage.
那个油从头上这样倒下来，就很难受了，还弄得全身都是。
Having oil poured over one's head is already uncomfortable enough, let alone getting it all over your body.
那我们住在洛杉矶，天气很干燥，常常需要用一些乳液来滋润皮肤。
Now, in the arid climate of Los Angeles, putting on moisturizers is a common necessity.
但小孩子小的时候就很讨厌这个东西。
When the kids were young, they hated to have this put on them.
我每次小孩子我要给他抓，他就逃啊，抓住他，把他擦，他才愿意擦。
They used to run away when I tried to put lotion on them, and I have to hold them down.
现在长大了，他们懂了。
Now they're older and wiser.
他们自己擦，还要我帮他擦。
They'll put on moisturizers on themselves and even help apply it on me.
当然，让油流得满身呢、啊，总是还觉得怎么这么不小心啊
Still, it wouldn't feel good if lotion just directly poured on me, right?
那其实啊，祭司亚伦的油不是普通的油啊。
Actually, the priest Aaron's oil is not your regular oil.
更不是一般我们做菜用的沙拉油啊。
It's certainly not cooking oil.
它是祭司承接圣职用的，不是让皮肤干燥感到舒适的那种油。
It is a fragrant anointing oil used only for priestly duties, not for dry skin.
这是大祭司受膏的时候用的圣油。
It is for the consecration of the chief priest.
它是要将祭司分别为圣，归入耶和华的。
It is to be used to consecrate the priest to be holy and dedicated to the Lord.
所以是表达耶和华救恩的意思。
So it symbolizes God's salvation.
当主耶稣的救恩临到我们弟兄姐妹身上的时候，就拆断了我们彼此阻断的墙。让弟兄姐妹可以和睦同居。
When the salvation of the Lord Jesus is poured out on us, it breaks down the walls of division and allows us to live in unity.
也让我们犹如圣洁的甘美的香膏，香气四溢，来彰显神的祝福给所有的人。
And the fragrance of this anointing oil spreads in the air to affect and bless all those around it.
这跟黑门山的甘露一样，都是表达和睦同居，是从神那里从上而下浇灌的恩典。
Same with the dew of Hermon. The sentiment expressed here is that living in unity is by the grace of God flowing down from above.
更重要的是，最后说到弟兄姐妹和睦同居，在那里有耶和华所命定的福。
Most importantly, where brothers dwell in unity, there the Lord has commanded the blessing.
按照诗的平行句法，这命定的福指的正是永远的生命。
And what is this blessing? That blessing is life forevermore.
也就是主耶稣基督的救恩，照着他的宝血付上的代价，赐给一切信他的人，让他们不至灭亡，反得永生。
It is a salvation through Christ Jesus and the blood that was shed for the atonement of sins, so that whoever believes shall not perish but have eternal life.
主耶稣用他的宝血买赎了教会，教会就是信主之人的联合。
Jesus bought the church with his blood, so that the church is the unity of believers.
我们在主里面彼此做肢体，联合起来却成为一个身体。肢体的联合是何等的善，何等的美。
Together we are members of one body, and how good and pleasant when the members of the body is united.
可见教会建立在主耶稣基督这房角石上是何等的重要。
This is one reason why having Jesus as a cornerstone is so vital to the church.
在座有很多年轻的朋友。
There are many young people sitting here today.
以后你们可能会到各处读大学、定居。工作。
One day you may go on to other places for college or for jobs.
但千万要记得找到一个好的、可以受造就、可以委身的教会。
Always remember wherever you go to look for a church where you can grow and commit to.
我们不是看它的设备好不好，年轻人多不多。
Don't just look at how nice the facilities are or how many young people there are.
那些人好不好看，或者讲道会不会太长。
Are those people good looking, or are the sermons too long?
活动是不是很有趣？
Are there many fun activities available?
这都不对。
Do not focus on these.
就是要看是不是以耶稣基督为方教师。
Instead, focus on whether that local church has Jesus Christ as the cornerstone.
接着我要说，耶稣基督也是信徒的方教师。
I also want to explain that Jesus Christ is the cornerstone for the individual disciple.
不仅教会被建造，我们在教会服事。的生活也是受造就成长，也是被建造。
Not just building up the church as a whole, but individually we're built up through learning and serving within the church.
也是建造在主耶稣基督房角石的这基础之上。
And this too requires Jesus Christ as the cornerstone.
房角石不仅是承担所有的重量，也引导着建筑物的走向。
A cornerstone not only holds up the most weight of a building, it also determines the orientation of that building.
保罗在以弗所书接着说，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple of the Lord, in him you are also being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit.
所以信徒也需要被建造起来，在真理上学习，在生命上追求成长。
So individual disciples need to be built up by humbly learning the truth and seeking spiritual growth in daily life.
甘心卑微顺服主的安排，才能与别的肢体联络的合适。
You must humble yourself to the will of God and And only then can the different members of the body be joined together.
当我们服侍神的时候，不在乎你做了多少，而是你服侍的根基在哪里。
When we serve God, the focus is not on how much you do, but the focus is on the foundation of your service.
我认识一个读中学的兄弟。
I know these two brothers in middle school.
哥哥平常很用心的来刷牙。
The older one brushes his teeth carefully.
也不太爱吃甜食。
And he avoids too much sweets.
另外一位呢，刷牙就随随便便。
The younger brother didn't care too much about brushing.
还喜欢吃巧克力。
And he loved chocolate.
有时候感觉到牙齿还不太舒服。
He even gets toothaches.
前一阵子我们带他去做那个牙齿的检查。
And one time brought them to see a dentist for a checkup.
那个弟弟就有点紧张。
The younger brother was scared.
他很害怕被发现牙齿有问题，被我们处罚。
He was scared that the dentist would find all kinds of problems with his teeth and he would be punished.
结果进到牙医诊所就开始检查。
Then as he entered the dentist's office and started the examination.
当医生帮他们检查那个弟弟的时候，突然抬起头来跟我们说。
After the dentist examined the younger brother's teeth, he looked up and said to us,
这牙齿真好。
His teeth look great.
你一定有好好的保养。
You must be taking good care of them.
然后呢，医生在检查哥哥的时候，
Then, after examining the older brother,
你的牙齿有点问题。
The dentist said, oh, I found some problems.
你应该多多的呵护，你最好问问你弟弟平常怎么刷牙的。
You ought to take better care of your teeth, and you should ask your younger brother how to properly take care of them.
这让哥哥非常生气。
This made the older brother angry.
他一定会告诉我说不用刷就可以了。
He said, I might as well just not brush at all.
我在旁边听了不敢置信。
I was so surprised by what I heard.
我除了告诉哥哥说这个世界是不公平的以外，还不知道能够说什么。
I did not know what to say to the older brother other than saying life isn't fair.
我想了很久，唯一最好的解释是什么呢？
For a long time, I thought about it, tried to make sense of it. I came up with only one explanation.
就是当一个人你看他牙齿好不好呢，是看他有没有好的牙刷，或者在有没有好好的在刷牙吗？
While having proper toothbrush or brushing techniques may play a role.
但这个肯定有道理，但是唯一真正能判断有没有好的牙齿，就是有没有好的牙齿。
In the end, the most important thing was whether or not, one had good teeth to begin with.
你有刷可能保养的好一点，你没刷也不是太大的关键。
You brush well, you not brush well, maybe the effect isn't that big.
就像我们属灵的生命一样，有神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
In the same, it is the same way with our spiritual life. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life.
你的信仰生命的根基就是在于你是不是有从主耶稣基督来的生命。
The key is whether or not you have life that comes from Christ Jesus.
这不是要大家不要好好刷牙。
I'm not trying to say you shouldn't brush your teeth.
延伸来说，你们许多人都在努力的创造未来。
Many of you are striving hard to make a future for yourself.
希望用自己的努力来赚更多的钱，得到更好的名声，让自己有美好的未来。
Relying on your own talents or effort to earn a higher income or promotion to make a better future for yourself.
这都没有错。
That's all good and well.
但是不要像那些匠人，自以为是，不将生命建立在主耶稣基督这个房角石上。
But do not be like the builders who rejected Jesus as a cornerstone.
而是建立在那些无定的钱财、骄傲的名声，或是声色的欲望上。
Instead, they chose to build on money, social status, or other worldly desires.
而这些最后就是空虚，在空虚的根基上，你不论堆积建造什么，最后终是会垮的。
In the end, these things are all empty vanities, and whatever you build on such an empty foundation will one day come crashing down.
在你们生活当中，周遭的人也可能大多不是基督徒。
Most people around you in your daily life are probably non-Christian.
他们所关心的、所做的，也与圣经的教导很不一样。
What they seek after and their actions are often very different from what the Bible teaches.
这样你们会感到压力吗？
Do you feel pressure?
你们是不是认为凡事按照主耶稣基督为房角石是一件不容易的事呢？
Does it make you feel like it's very hard to have Jesus as cornerstone in all that you do?
在座有些年轻人有同侪的压力。
For our young adults here, it is so hard, because of peer pressure.
不太敢表达自己不同，当大家说的跟做的很不符合圣徒应当做的，你们会不会不敢反对？
Peer pressure makes it hard to be different, and when everyone else is saying or acting in ways contrary to who you are as a Christian, do you dare to speak up?
你会不会就跟着做，渐渐的忘记了自己的身份呢？
Or do you do the same things they do and gradually let yourself, forget your identity?
但是当我们决定要好好跟随耶稣基督的时候，却发现困难重重。
But when you do commit yourself to following Jesus Christ, you start to encounter all kinds of opposition.
你们在年少的日子有家人的呵护，可能会有一种印象。
When you were little, under the care of your family, you probably had this one thought.
只要你做对的事情，周围的人都会给你夸赞，一切的事情也都互相配合。
That whenever you did the right thing, you were praised by the people around you, and everything seemed to go right.
但是长大以后发现，你要做好事反而会有很多的阻碍。
But as you get older, you realize that doing the right thing can be met with opposition.
周围的人可能会嘲笑，甚至拦阻。
The people around you would ridicule you, or sometimes openly oppose you.
要做完需要付很大的代价。
You find that doing the right thing comes at a cost.
如果跟着大家一起做不好的事情，有的时候反而很顺利。
And a lot of times when you just kind of go with the flow, life seems easier.
我们要得到最终之乐，好像立即又明显。
This is particularly obvious when dealing with the pleasures of sin.
世界好像对于公义并不友善。
The world does not seem to care much about justice or righteousness.
前几天问我们家的哥哥，我问他一个问题。
A few days ago, I asked my older son.
如果你的弟弟啊，什么都做得很好，又乖又听话，你会不会很生气？
I asked him, would you feel mad if your brother did everything right all the time and is obedient all the time?
他很诚实地说，会。
He was very honest and he nodded.
幸运的是这件事情没有发生。幸运的是这件事没有发生。
Oh, fortunately, this actually didn't happen.
跟各位报告，这个世界是被那掌权的恶者所搅扰的。
Newsflash, this is because the world is influenced by the evil one.
连神的子民也会受到影响。
To such an extent that even the people of God are affected.
所以主耶稣他说，世人若恨你们，你们知道，恨你们以先已经恨我了。你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
So Jesus said in John chapter 15, if the world hates you,Know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you.
所以我们要有心理准备，跟随耶稣基督不是一个容易的路。
So we have to be ready. It is not easy to follow Jesus Christ.
尼希米按着神的心意修筑耶路撒冷城墙的时候，不但不顺利，还遭受到周围一大堆的攻击和搅扰，但他们没有放弃。
When Nehemiah obeyed God and tried to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, he encountered all kinds of opposition, but he did not give up.
在圣经里面记载，修造城墙的、扛抬材料的，都一手做工，一手拿兵器。修造的人都腰间佩刀修造，吹角的人在我旁边。
The book of Nehemiah described the building process in this way. Who were building on the wall, those who carried burdens were loaded in such a way that each labored on the work with one hand and held his weapon with the other. And each of the builders had his sword strapped at his side while he built. The man who sounded the trumpet was beside me.
最后城墙也修造完毕，大家能够大大的在仇敌面前见证神的荣耀。
At last, when the construction of the wall was completed, everyone could then openly glorify God in the presence of their enemies.
所以不要气馁，不要害怕，就像尼希米的气概，他在面对敌人步步进逼的时候，他说：“像我这样的人，岂能逃跑呢？像我这样的人，岂能进入圣殿保全性命呢？我不进去。”
Therefore, do not be discouraged, do not be afraid. Instead, be bold like Nehemiah when he is asked to hide from his enemies by entering the temple. Here, Nehemiah said, "Should such a man as I run away?" And what man such as I could go into the temple and live? I will not go in.
要知道我们自己身份是何等的尊贵。
You must know how precious your identity is.
彼得前书说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
And your identity, according to 1 Peter, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light.
在面对别人的嘲笑或诱惑的时候，我们也可以说，像我这等被主耶稣的宝血所买赎回来的，被神呼召出来成为神子民的，是何等尊贵的人。
When faced with ridicule or temptation from others, you can say, as someone who was bought by the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ, as someone who was called by God to be his people.
这样的事我怎么可以去做？那样的话怎么可以从我这赞美神的口中说出来？那样美善的事我岂可不去行？
How can I do such a thing? Or I cannot say those kind of words with the same lips I used to praise God, or pass up a chance to do the right thing.
那些困难可能会很大，但都是短暂的。
The difficulties may seem big, but they are temporary.
坚持下去的结果是美好的。
The result of perseverance will be wonderful.
希伯来书称那些愿意为主受苦的人为世界不配有的人。
The book of Hebrews calls those who persevere for the Lord as whom the world was not worthy.
不是他们的困苦让他们不配活在这个世界，反倒是这个世界不配拥有这些人。
It is not that they were not worthy of the world because of their tribulation, but rather the world is not worthy of them.
因为他们就是主耶稣口中所说的，他们是配得那世界的人。
Jesus calls such people as those who are considered worthy of taking part in the age to come.
恶者他们不会放弃，所以我们更不可以气馁。
The evil one will not give up, so we must not get discouraged.
我们要有心理准备，征战不是一两次的大战役，而是一直持续着，直到我们再见主的时候。
We have to be mentally ready. The war will not be over with a couple of battles, but will continue until we meet the Lord.
在这里插一句话，就是我们教会在敬礼结束以后呢，会送一本圣经给刚受浸的弟兄姐妹。
As an aside, I'd like to make a suggestion. You know, every time our church holds a baptism,those who are getting baptized receive a Bible from the church.
那之前呢，当然就会问说你要哪一种圣经。
And we usually ask the people getting baptized beforehand what kind of Bible would you like.
那中文部呢会问说你是要繁体的还是简体的。
Now in the Chinese congregation, we also ask them if they want the Bible in the traditional or simplified Chinese version.
更进一步的还会问说你要大字的版本还是正常的版本。
We also ask them whether they want a large print version or a regular one.
我不知道英文有没有大字的版本。
I don't know if there's any large print version in English.
当然，大部分人都会说我用普通的版本就可以。只有年长的说我要大字的版本。
Now, typically, only those who are older request a large print. Most people would just ask for the regular print.
不过我在这里真是诚心建议，你们年轻的时候就买大字的版本。
Here, I wholeheartedly recommend that even while you're young, get the large print version.
因为这本圣经是要陪你一辈子，你会在上面有注记。有见证，有各样的内容在这本圣经里面。
Because this Bible, you're going to carry with you all of your life, and you're going to be writing down more and more notations and notes in your Bible.
如果你一开始就用小的版本，像到我这个年纪，远的近的都看不清楚，拿起来也都看不见的时候。
If your Bible is in small print, then when you get to my age, then you realize you can no longer read it.
你想说，那我就去买一本大字的版本。又很难把里面所有的内容都一字不漏的抄到新的版本里面。
Now you might think, well, I'll just get a larger print later. But then you'll realize that you can't possibly transfer all those years of notation from the small print Bible to the large print Bible.
因为我们一辈子的记录和经历都在这一本圣经里面。
Because the Bible that you've held on to the longest carries with it all the years of your experience walking with the Bible.
如果你年轻的时候就用大字版的话，那你就真的准备要用一辈子来跟随耶稣基督，用一生来建造在主耶稣基督的磐石上。
Therefore, if you start with the large print when you're young, then you are prepared to follow the Lord with all of your life with the same Bible.
最后我们再次回到诗篇118篇最后的颂赞。
Lastly, let us go back to Psalm 118.
我们一起来念。26到29节。
Let us read out loud together verses 26 to 29.
请。
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. Bind the vessel sacrificed with cords, up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
因为耶和华所立的他独生爱子耶稣为基督为房角石为我们的拯救救我们这群不配的人
The Lord God has sent his one and only beloved son Jesus to be the savior, the cornerstone, to save us who don't deserve to be saved.
让我们脱离各样的凶恶可以成为珍贵我们一同来感谢赞美
He delivered us from evil and made us preciousTherefore, let us praise and give thanks together.
你们要赞美，你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Let's read the last verse together. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱天父，感谢赞美您，让我们再一次的思想，你是我们的房角石。我们一切都建立在主你这磐石上，求主帮助我们这一生永不偏离，一生寻求主您的旨意，一生寻求你的爱。愿荣耀颂赞都归于主，祷告奉靠救主耶稣基督的名，阿门。